Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Chaz Yandell was born as the youngest of seven children in Columbus, Ohio, at Fort Hays, to a father who was born and raised in American Samoa and a mother who was born and raised in British Samoa, now just Samoa. He grew up in Bay City, Michigan, earning a full scholarship at San Diego State through the Air Force, desiring to be the first Samoan astronaut. God's plan not only brought Chaz and his wife Terry together, they also served in ministry in San Diego with Horizon Christian Fellowship. Dear friend, I pause right now just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to remind you about the love of God for you and how sometimes in our lives there are twists and turns that we do not expect. We could not have foreseen. We might not have even wanted. But through God's redemptive plan, there is always hope. And this hope is always found, dear one, in Jesus Christ, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Chaz Yandell, will touch your heart today. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you turn from doing things your own way? Would you confess your sins before God and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? That's our prayer. That's our hope. I believe you're going to be touched today, ministered to by Chaz. Chaz and Terry Yandell's life took a different turn. This turn included moving to the Philippines in 1991. They have, get this now, 26 children, 6 biological, and 20 adopted between the ages 18 and 32. They recently welcomed their 12th grandchild. Today, Chaz works with Victor Marks with All Things Possible Ministries. He's also a pastor in Pueblo, Colorado. Chaz, welcome to our show.
Danny, it's an honor to be here with you and Suzanne. Talofa from Pueblo, Colorado.
Talofa.
I'm sitting here before you called, playing my ukulele with my beanie on, wishing it was as warm as it is where you are.
I wish I had a picture of that.
Yeah. I'm here in Boston, brother, so I don't know if it's much warmer here.
But it's lovely here. I must tell you both. Sorry, you're not here.
We're warm in the fellowship of the Lord together.
Amen.
Here on this program, aren't we? Chaz, I mentioned Columbus, Ohio. Where did you grow up? Was it Bay City, Michigan?
Yes. So my dad was in the U.S. Army, and I'm the youngest of seven. The first three were born in Samoa, the next two in Hawaii, and then number six was born in North Carolina, and I was born in Ohio. Those are all Hawaii, North Carolina, and Ohio were some of the places my dad was stationed at. Mm. But we moved to Michigan when I was about 4 years old, and so all my formative years were in a little 50,000-person town called Bay City, Michigan, famous for the Bay City Rollers and being the hometown of Madonna.
Oh. Now the Bay City Rollers, is that the roller derby?
No, that was a band that came out, I would say, in the 70s. That was supposed to be the new Beatles. They came from Liverpool as well, but they were nothing like the Beatles.
Oh, shucks.
That's quite a faux pas I just made.
It's all good, brother. It's your show.
Did I get the decade right though? Wasn't there roller derby during that time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think as a child I remember being a fan of the Kansas City Bombers.
I'm trying to play it off, but I just I think we should move on. Who influenced you most there, Brother Chaz, in your growing up years?
You know, it's interesting when with a question like that, because there's so many people. And just the other day, one of my friends on Facebook was actually listing off all of our elementary school teachers, and I was amazed that they even remembered their names.
Mm.
For me, the most important influence on my life growing up, I would have to say, is my mother. My mom was an extremely hardworking woman. After giving birth to me, I was an oops child. It was almost 7 years between me and number six. After all of that work of raising up six boys and one girl and being a military wife, she got a job with the Dow Chemical Corporation in Michigan. And I just remember her coming home from work and still working and having just a great attitude towards serving and being able to bless her family by working and bringing home extra money for the family. So her constant love, her constant just joyful spirit, her constant commitment to be willing to sacrifice and to work and to serve and to do it with a great attitude, without a doubt, it would be my mother.
How did you become a Christian?
In 1981, when I graduated from high school, having spent about 14 years in Michigan, my Samoan gene said no more. That little white stuff that falls from the sky and those sub-freezing temperatures, just, we never got along. My parents kept telling me that I would get used to it, but I figured if I hadn't gotten used to it by then, it was never going to happen. And so I had a brother who was living in San Diego, my eldest brother, who I'd only seen once in my life, up until that graduation in high school. And he had always told me through my parents that, you know, if he wants to come out here to go to school, he can come stay with me. And so that's how I ended up moving out to San Diego to go to school. And that's where really life changed for me. I was blessed because he had a very dear friend who owned a surf shop in San Diego. And they needed somebody for the summer that I was moving out there that understood shoes, because the whole Vans craze was just getting started then. And I had worked in the shoe industry in Michigan. And so that brought me into working in a surf shop, even though I was a kid who was straight from the Midwest. It was funny, the first day I came to work, I was dressed like your stereotypical teenager from the Midwest, which did not mesh with the Southern California, San Diego surf scene. And so my first day of work, my boss said, hey, we got to buy you some clothes here so you don't stand out. You got the right color of skin, being Samoan, but he said, you're not exactly dressed right. And so it was there at that surf shop that one of the guys who I worked with had been kind of asking me to go to church. Actually, he'd been more like haranguing me all the time for a couple of years, actually. And one day, just to appease him, I finally said, okay, I'll go. And so I went with him, and I remember something standing out about that. Before we went, he said, hey, the service is going to start about 7 at night, but we're going to need to get there no later than 6:30 to get a good seat. And having been raised in a very devout Roman Catholic traditional background, I didn't understand what a good seat in church was. And why anybody would be interested in trying to get there early to get one. But that first night that I went to church there, and that would have been at Horizon Christian Fellowship in Bonita. So it was a daughter church from Pastor Mike McIntosh's church in San Diego. I heard things that I'd never heard before, having spent pretty much every Sunday of my life in church up to that point. And I heard the gospel message, and I went forward the very first time I heard it. And I can still remember the spot at that altar where I just laid down and cried. And I've been blessed over the course of since then, which was about 30 plus years ago, to actually go down and preach at that church. And so it's been a very great blessing that the Lord brought his truth to me through a friend who happened to be Filipino, and then we ended up going to the Philippines to be missionaries as well. So interesting, all the little connections.
Mm-hmm. What did you hear, Chaz? You said you heard a message or you heard words you had never heard before. We've got about a minute, just about a minute before we go to our break. But what was it that you heard that was so unusual that captivated you?
Two things. The very first thing was that the pastor told everybody to make sure that what he was telling us was the truth by reading our own Bibles and making sure. He used a term then called Bereans, which I didn't understand at the time, which I understand now. And so he wanted to make sure that everybody understood it was God's word telling us this, not his own. And then the second thing was the fact of God's grace and how all were sinners and needed a Savior, and that God would willingly and graciously give it to anybody who would come to him and accept Christ. And I knew at that time, I thought I was a Christian because I'd been baptized when I was a kid, but in reality, I knew that my lifestyle was far from anything but a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Chaz Yandell. Chaz had aspirations when he was young. He wanted to be the first Samoan astronaut. God had other plans, plans that included him moving from Bay City, Michigan to San Diego. And there in San Diego, he gave his heart to Jesus Christ. But he shared about the message that so captivated him. When we come back, we'll hear more from Chaz about the difference that Jesus Christ has made in his life. There's nothing like a great testimony, a powerful testimony, a word coming from the life of someone who has experienced what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Not only is he of Samoan heritage, he's lived for many years in the Philippines. He can relate with many Filipinos and universally people. Stay with us, we'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it's a warning here. Be careful not to let anyone diminish the value and the moment of that experience when you, in your heart, open your heart and turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a powerful moment. It's a moment of God's grace. Sometimes it's very clear exactly when it happens. Sometimes it happens over period of time. Some people look back, they can't really pinpoint exactly when, but somehow, some way, the Spirit of God has worked in your heart and life. But in that moment, and I'm thinking about our dear guest today, Chaz Yandell, it's one thing to open your heart to Christ. It's quite another thing, over 30 years later, to still love the Lord more than you ever had before, and serving Him with a passion and a faithfulness unlike any other time in the past. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Almashiro here with Suzanne Maurer, Chaz Yandell. You can find out more about the ministry that Chaz is involved in at victormarks.com. Again, victormarks.com. Chaz, what difference has Christ made in your life?
Wow. Your show's only an hour, and we only have about 40 minutes left. I mean, it's one of those things to where when Delirious came out with that song, I could sing of your love forever. I could basically talk of all the differences that Christ has made in my life. But first and foremost, obviously there's that assurance of salvation, that understanding that what's awaiting for me when this life is over is heaven. And heaven is something so far beyond comprehension. And while we can, you know, Randy Alcorn did a great book postulating on what it could be about, and while we have enough in Scripture to get some ideas, we have absolutely no idea what it's going to be like in the presence of our resurrected King Jesus. So I think for me, the main basic understanding of the biggest difference that Jesus has made in my life is understanding of what's awaiting me in heaven. And how that affects how I live now is that I do really believe that, you know, in Revelation 12:11, where we see that the formula for overcoming the devil is the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and loving not our lives even unto death. When we really understand that heaven's awaiting us, death is no longer feared. It's actually just seen as the door that God has sovereignly put for each and every one of us who are disciples of Jesus to go through to make it into the promised land. And so because of that, doing the things that the world might think are crazy and dangerous really aren't crazy and dangerous to somebody who knows they're basically living with heaven waiting for them. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, Danny, that's the biggest impact that Christ has made in my life, is understanding that because of His love for me and His grace, that my sins are forgiven and that my destiny is heaven, that radically changes how I view life and how I live it.
It's a surrendered life.
Yes. And because it's a surrendered life, because in essence, what Scripture says is that I don't own it. He already bought it. So by surrendering it, in essence, I'm just responding, or actually even better, I'm just living in the reality of I don't own my life. And so if I'm going to be a servant of Christ, then I have to, when He says, go here or do this, I don't have the option to say no. And when you have the bigger picture of it, why would I want to say no? It's the most amazing thing to walk with Jesus moment by moment, day by day, throughout your life. And as you said, it's been 30-plus years for me now, and He's never failed, never, mm-hmm. ever failed me yet. And should one of the excursions that He has me to go on be how I leave this planet and go into heaven, that's not failure on His part either. You know, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. And so when that happens for me, however it happens, it's going to be a precious thing in His sight, so everybody else will see it as precious as well.
Amen. You listen to Chaz Yandell today, you might be saying, well, he mentioned a few times, he's alluded to danger and death and this sense. Well, we'll get there as you'll hear more and you'll understand the things that God has is not only doing now, but has prepared him to do through the years, the context will become much clearer. Chaz, how did God lead you and Terry to Bacolod, Philippines?
Okay, so our pastor in California, Mike McIntosh, from Horizon Christian Fellowship there, in 1990, they went to the Philippines, as Mike has always had a heart for evangelism and a heart for the world. And that was his first international ministry, evangelistic ministry that became known as the Festival of Life. And so the Festival of Life first began in Manila and Bacolod. Those are the two cities that they were there. And we are basically a byproduct of that. We didn't go on that outreach. The funny thing about it is we had several friends who went, who came back and said they're going to quit their jobs and move over and be missionaries. And we said, great, you do that and we'll support you. And then over the course of time, none of them went. During that time, though, my wife was hearing from the Lord, and over the course of about 6 months, she would every now and then just gently ask me, honey, are you hearing anything from the Lord about the Philippines? At that time, we had three children. I was working in the surfing industry in San Diego. We owned our own home, had a company car, and we were 25 years old. And so we had gotten an early jump start on life, and really, at that time as well, I was serving at Horizon in San Diego, volunteering alongside a guy by the name of Miles McPherson, who now pastors a huge church in San Diego called The Rock, and we had over 200 high school students in our high school ministry then. And so everything was great, as far as the world would say. And when the Lord began calling, I really didn't want to hear it, Danny. I wasn't as yielded then as I am now. And I basically just kind of wrote it off until one day when the Lord really got through to me through my thick Samoan skull that if he was calling my wife, which I knew he was, that he was calling me as well. And so I've told this story 1,000 times over, all over, that I basically played a game. I tried to stump God to prove that he wasn't calling us to the Philippines. And so I told him, I said, okay, I've heard about people opening their Bibles and pointing to a verse, you know, biblical roulette, I think is what it's called. I said, I need to hear from your word that you really want me to quit our job, move our family to a place I've never been called the Philippines because there was an opportunity to go and minister to kids there that our pastor had brought before the congregation. And so I opened my Bible thinking I had won. And the reason why I know God is gracious is I told God, I'm going to cut you some slack. That's a quote, Danny. And I told the God of heaven that I was going to give him both pages. I wasn't going to do the point. I was going to give him both pages to where I opened, and whatever was on there had to prove to me that he really wanted us to move to the Philippines and go and minister to kids who were in need. And sure enough, guess where my Bible opened up to? James chapter 1. I got to the end of the very last verse on the first page in James 1:27, and it read, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, that you minister to the needs of the widows and the orphans in their distress, and you keep yourself unspotted from the world. Like a Holy Spirit highlighter, it became a neon sign in my Bible that was just flashing, and I began to weep. Not because I'd heard from God, Danny, but because I lost my game. And I knew right then and there, I set the rules. He played well. He went along with my game and didn't throw a 1.21 gigawatts in the lightning bolt into my hiney when I tried to stump him here. And I knew right then and there that, oh my, we're supposed to go. And so we began the process, and within a little over a year, we moved to the Philippines pregnant with our fourth child.
Oh, my goodness.
What was it like? Because you stayed there for an extended period of time, didn't you?
Oh, actually, I just got back from there a couple nights ago, so we actually are still there in presence. We went to minister to kids who had no hope. Third and fourth degree malnourished children is all that we dealt with. And that usually meant that their families were too poor to afford the medicines and to necessarily understand how to keep them healthy. And so we took kids who were basically dying and gave them a chance. And I have to say, thank you, Jesus. We never had a child die on us. Every kid that we ended up getting, which the numbers, I'm not exactly sure. My wife's better at that. But all of those kids that came to us, we were able to get healthy and return them to their families, except for the 20 children that we ended up adopting. When we went to take them back, families that brought them to us no longer were in those areas or had never been there for the most part, and there was no way to contact them. And so we ended up just kind of adding children as we were going through, getting some back and some staying. Most of them, when they came, were toddlers or infants. But when a toddler or an infant that's grown up with you and your biological children starts to talk, and they call you what all the other kids are calling you, mommy and daddy, you kind of already adopted them in your heart. So.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Chaz Yandell, a powerful story of obedience. But there was some tension along the way in the process of that obedience, and the Lord in all his grace. Oh, yes, was so gracious to dear brother Chaz Yandell. Now, when we come back from our break, as you can tell, the Lord is working and has worked and has moved in his life. He just came back from the Philippines a few days ago. But he's also been traveling to another part of the world. You see, the Lord, in the way that he processes, as we surrender our lives to him, as it ought to be, in his purposeful plan, he develops us and he places us in certain positions and situations to stretch us, to enlarge our capacity from the inside out for the next step. When we come back from our break, Chaz will share with us where he's been traveling to. I've already shared a little bit about Victor Marks. In fact, you can find out more about the ministry that Chaz is a part of at victormarks.com. But nothing quite like hearing from the man himself, Chaz, share his story, where he's been, and why he's doing what he's doing now for the Lord. What has God spoken to him? He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A man who is open to the leading of the Lord. Doesn't that sound, does that ring in your ears? Are you, dear friend, open to the leading of the Lord? Can the Lord God do what he so desires in your life, because he is indeed the Lord of your life? Chaz Yandel is an example for us today, an inspirational example indeed. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Chaz Yandel, and it's a blessing to have you with us. If you're tuning in right now, or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you'd like to stand with us to continue to get these programs and make these available, The Good Life Hawaii, as well as A Slice of the Good Life that airs across the country and in England and the Philippines and Canada, and online through reaching countries all over the world beyond just radio, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners, and we have an opportunity for you to stand with us. And I want to just thank you in advance. Chaz, what is the Lord doing in your life now, and where are you traveling to, or where have you been traveling to lately?
In 2015, a mutual friend of Victor Marks and I was on Victor's first trip to Iraq. And during that trip, he said to Victor, you should have had Chaz come on this trip. That mutual friend is my pastor, Mike McIntosh, who I've traveled around the world with. And Victor responded, you know, I've heard of Chaz. We have a lot of common friends, but we've never actually met. And so that was in February that they did that trip in 2015. And then in June of 2015, on Victor's second trip, I went with him. And during that trip, he basically said, I think you're supposed to come and work with me. And while I was on that trip as well, there was a friend who let me know about a small church that was in need of a pastor in Colorado. And so I talked to them both, and basically they both agreed that I could do both. I have quite a family size, as you've already heard before, so we have slightly different financial needs than the average family. And so ever since 2015 in June, I've been working with All Things Possible Ministry, assisting Victor Marks in whatever he wants done. And so I'm kind of a jack of all trades for the ministry. My official title is chaplain, which I wear proudly, but we have been to the Middle East now, and I think personally, it's kind of funny, I think it's 6 trips now ever since then, and we facilitated another 12 trips for other teams as well. And this is one of those situations, Danny, where, you know, when family first heard about that first trip to Iraq, you know, why would anybody choose to go there? And it really boils down to because the Spirit of the Lord was moving. And as I shared earlier, when your worldview is that I'm living on borrowed time and I'm a servant of Christ and he owns me, if he's calling me to go, I as a servant may not necessarily like it, but it definitely behooves me to simply take that step of faith and to go. Honestly, I didn't have a whole lot of fear about going, and once we were there and getting into all the IDP camps and the refugee camps and simply being able to love especially on the children that are there in those places, and seeing just the horrific conditions that they'd been in for almost 2 years at that time, and then with all the trips that we've done recently to where it's almost 3 years now, I'd go there tomorrow in a heartbeat if I got the call and Victor said, you know, it's time for us to go again. Because those people need to not just hear the love of Jesus. In those cases, more importantly, they need to see it. And they need to feel it in the love of a foreigner who's just there doing whatever you can. I mean, I was juggling rocks in an IDP camp, making the kids laugh and getting them to sing songs by just echoing and mimicking me and hearing them sing, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know, in their best English, you know, stuff like that, Danny, you just can't put a, you know, price tag on it. It's what a precious gift from the Lord to do that.
How does Terry process your transitions, your going? How have some of those discussions been?
That's a great story on the first one, because basically back in 2015 for that first trip, I got a text in the morning from Mike McIntosh, which we don't communicate a lot, but we have cell numbers, and that text came about 6 o'clock in the morning, and the text said, Chaz, Iraq, 3? And I thought, huh, that's kind of cryptic. Well, what about Iraq? And so I go through my day, just not really paying much attention to it. But that night, as we're laying in bed, my phone goes off again, and it's Mike saying, Chaz, I need to know if you'll go to Iraq with me in 2 months. I need to know now. And so I'm sitting there laying in bed. I'm going, thinking to myself, how do I wake up my wife and say, honey, Mike wants to know if I'll go to Iraq with him. And in the darkness of the room, all of a sudden I hear my wife's voice saying, well, what are you going to do? And I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to do? And she goes, you know that crazy thing how our Apple devices kind of get connected and sometimes I get some of your emails and text messages? She goes, this is the second one I've got today. And she said, it hasn't been a very good day. And I thought, oh, my poor wife has just been wondering the whole day, is this of man or is this of the Lord? And, you know, in that moment, I just simply had to tell her, she said, honey, I've been praying all day. I think I'm supposed to go. And then there's silence on the other side. And then all of a sudden she says, then go. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, Lord, you are in this. I mean, no more discussion than that, then go. And then she said something that's been kind of our funny little line that we've always remembered. She said, but if you die, die bravely, knowing that I've released you to the Lord.
Wow.
And I thought to myself right at that moment, as I'm seeing myself having my head cut off by the side of a river, I'm going, did you really have to put that picture there? You know, as you're laughing at this, but then you realize this is reality. This is the reality of following Christ, but understanding that even if that happens, God will be glorified and others will be edified even through that. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, Danny, we haven't really had any discussions. When it's time to go, we go. And I think it's somewhat easy to understand that since we were in our early 20s, 25, when we got the call to go to the Philippines, which at the time we were going to an area of the country that the U.S. government, State Department, said we're going to a communist island because there was active communist insurrections going on. And then to the south, there was the Islamic stuff that was going on long before ISIS down in the southern island of Mindanao. Mm-hmm. And so when you ask me about my wife, we're both military brats. Both of our dads served in the U.S. Army a lifetime. And we just understand that when there's a mission to be done, whoever God puts in place needs to step up and fill in that spot to be part of the team that God's going to use to get done what he wants to get done.
When you put it that way, I'm thinking there's both a challenge and an inspiration, but they're both blended because the inspiration comes with the challenge. What about me? What about Suzanne? What about our listener? Our listeners, we have to ask ourselves the question. Otherwise, I think from one standpoint, if we're just honest with ourselves and we pretend that if God were to call us and pretend that that's not going to happen or try to turn away from it, we have to. It's a soul-searching moment, Chaz Yandell. Mm-hmm, your life has that kind of power. It's it has a weightiness to it that brings us down to the finer points of authenticity of what our faith really is about. Well, here's the thing. As we go into our break, I just want to send this as a preparation for our next segment, dear brother. I'd like for you to share with us, when we come back, how we can be a part of the ministry, how people may pray about the ministry, or how may God be speaking to some about responding to God's call about the ministry. When we come back, more from Chaz Yandell. I don't know what he's going to say. We did not prepare in the kind of broadcast that we do, a talk show like this. It's not like you prepare everything screened ahead of time. It's just part of that feel and flow as God leads. And when we come back, he'll share with us more heart to heart, as he has been sharing. May God prepare our hearts for what we will hear and what the Lord will lead us to do. More from Chaz Yandell. Find out more at victormarks.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the power of prayer. The grace of God in prayer. The protection through prayer. the provision of God as we pray. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and Chaz Yandel. Find out more about Chaz's ministry with Victor Marks at victormarks.com. Chaz, how may we pray for you and Victor and Eileen and the ministry of All Things Possible Ministries as you venture again and again to Iraq and the hot spots, the danger zones that exist in our world today?
Danny, I learned this from the Lord a while ago, that you can make it real easy on people. They can pray for one thing, and it'll pretty much set up everything else that's going on. And that's to pray for our integrity. We are human beings. We have natural tendencies towards things that aren't of the Lord. And so when we are walking and living in that integrity of being a child of the King, of being a son and a daughter of the King of Heaven, when we're actually acting like princes and princesses, then all of the decisions that we make and all of the words that we say and the things that we do, they're of the Lord. And so that is the baseline in all of that. Now, for those who pray more, for those prayer warriors out there who want more specifics, obviously the first thing that we ask people to pray for is God's leading and guidance. It's people will see what we do in the Middle East, and it almost becomes glamorous to those who have never been there. But for those who have been there, the reality of it is it's not glamorous. It's extremely draining emotionally, spiritually. It's a major spiritual battle. There's a major physical battle that goes on as well. Obviously, it's a war. And so God's leading and guidance, and so that we are walking in His Spirit and discerning what there is that needs to be done is paramount for what we're doing, because it's not glamorous. We have a lot of people who want to come to help, which we're very, very thankful for, but we run with a very small team, and it's one of those types of things for what we do because of primarily the spiritual warfare that's involved. Not everybody's called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ask for people to pray for us for wisdom and discernment. Yes, we ask them to pray for protection, but really the protection aspect is not as important as wisdom and discernment, because God will take us into some very dangerous places by the world standard if we're following Him. And so sometimes within the church nowadays, we've kind of gotten maybe a little bit soft in that we want everything to be easy and without any danger. But when we read all throughout biblical history and then as well as church history, there were always times when God needed people who were willing to go in to dangerous places to be that bright, shining light. And so for such a time as this, God has raised up Victor and Eileen and their team to be a bright, shining light in a very, very dark place. And I love what Victor says about this. And Victor's been the absolute most amazing Christian leader to work with in my personal life experience. He says, you know, I'm not a bright light. This is Victor talking about himself. He says, but over there, you don't need to be a bright light because it's so dark.
Mm.
You simply need to be a spark. And if we as believers will see that wherever God is calling each and every one of us, we simply need to be who we are in the power and strength of His might in those places. And if we're simply available, God can do something absolutely amazing, because it's God that's doing the work, not us.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all of the people that desire to come and to be part of it, like as I said, the best way that people can partner with us, number one, is prayer. Number two is to communicate words of encouragement. There's a lot of discouragement that happens in these types of scenarios, and some of the most stinging discouragement comes from within the body itself. And then for those who see this as a place that they want to actually spiritually invest in, that financially partner with us to do what we do over there. We have a desire to get about, what is it, 300,000 lion and lambs, the trauma tool that I'm sure that Victor and Nyleen talked about when you interviewed them, into the hands of young children that are in all those camps, because the reality is that is the next breeding and recruiting ground for radical extremism in the Middle East. And so those prayers, and obviously praying for the salvation of the leadership of ISIS. And I think that's huge that maybe we don't even hear enough, because I don't know about you, there's this guy by the name of Saul of Tarsus. When he was Saul, I don't know how much of the early church was praying for his salvation, but it happened. And so I think the heart of God is to see these guys turn from their evil and come and be bright, shining lights for the kingdom. And I believe it can happen. Just hope that the church in America and worldwide will begin praying for their salvation, not just for their elimination from the planet.
Chaz, you used the word discernment, one of the prayer points of focus, discernment. Using whatever level of discretion is necessary. Could you give us some kind of an example of how that discernment has either you've seen that discernment of the Lord take place in going as a part of what you're doing? Explain how that works, this idea of discernment.
Recently on a trip, we had gone in to a very frontline position. We were with the Iraqi army as far forward as they had been into the city of Mosul at that time. And so it was we were bringing in food for the people who were escaping. The very next day, after we went back to where our base camp was, as we were coming back in, the checkpoints that we had no problem crossing the day before, now we were stuck there for about 3 hours. Something had happened since we had left, and there had been a change of leadership, and it was one of those situations to where, do we stay and persist in trying to get through, or is this basically the Lord kind of shutting a door? Very easily, you go into the book of Acts, and you see there's a time when Paul talks about that, that they had a desire to go into Asia, but the Lord wasn't in it. And so after praying, the discernment was that, yeah, we need to persevere and to continue to try to get through. And sure enough, later in the day, we were able to get through, and we were able to get more help in to a different area than we were before. And that scenario for me is one of those things that I really appreciate about Victor most, is that people see him as an awesome evangelist, which he is. For me, spending so much time with him personally, one of the things I love about him most is that he sees himself as a servant of God who's simply trying to be obedient. And so sometimes that discernment puts us into situations where other may question whether or not we're doing what we should be doing. But I have full confidence in his hearing from the Lord and discerning what it is that we're supposed to do. Is that a good example for you, Danny?
Well, that's a good example. And again, I go back to surrender and submission and trust in God, and you're trusting the leader that the Lord has placed you under in this ministry. And you do it with freedom. Especially the contrast in a society where everyone wants their rights. We want, our rights to do this and that. And in this very individualistic society in which we live in today, that perpetuates a completely different message. But what I'm hearing, Chaz, is the Bible alive, not just in an animated form, like a cartoon version of it. I'm seeing it in your life. I'm hearing it in your voice. And yet again, the discernment of God in the process. His ways are not our ways, and I just I marvel at the courage. And I say that I lower my voice with an admiration and a humility before you and Victor and Eileen and you who stand tall when God calls. And what an inspiration you are. Dear brother, thank you for being who you are. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus over my dear brother Chaz, over Terry, over Victor and Eileen and All Things Possible Ministries. And I join others who are interceding on their behalf. Mm-hmm. And many more as they listen to this program.
Yes.
Joining Suzanne, myself, as we together pray, holding hands figuratively, linking arms figuratively for this powerful ministry. Protect them, preserve them, provide for them. Bless their families, protect their families, O God. And may we see even ISIS, leaders of ISIS, come to know Jesus Christ. Amen. These are things that you and only you can do as you move with great power, Father. We commit them to you now by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Chaz, thank you, dear brother, for being with us today. I so appreciate you and what you have shared. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Danny and Suzanne, it was truly an honor, and may God bless you all.
Well, and Chaz, if I could just quickly add, I don't know any ministry today that could be more powerful for our listeners to pray for than All Things Possible. Please, please pray.
We greatly appreciate it to all of your listeners out there. As everybody out there knows, Victor and Eileen, I spent some time living in the islands. I did well. So to mm-hmm. all my friends over in Macaw, over mm-hmm. on the Waianae side, chee-hoo!
And Miss Patty.
Oh, okay. Francis and Patty Kamahele, yes. Absolutely yes. Fantastic people there. Yes, love them dearly.
Bless you. Thank you.
God bless you all. Thanks again.
Dear one, I hope that you've been encouraged and that you will indeed stand with Chaz Yandell. Again, find out more at victormarks.com. God's timing is indeed perfect. And hey, there's no better time than right now, if you haven't done so, to put your trust in Jesus Christ and share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And here's a scripture for today, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. David said to Solomon, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Chaz Yandell. Again, find out more at victormarks.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.